So I get on the train today, and this old bat sits next to me. White lady, maybe Jewish, but I think just white. She sits next to me. And then one of these street performer guys, like, he's playing a flute. He comes on the train.
What?
You know, I'm not too crazy about them, but it's better than the breakdance people and the people that are more aggressive and disruptive. Anyway, she makes a big scene, digging out a dollar and tucking it into this guy's bag. And then she turns to me. Of course she has to turn to me. She just couldn't, you know, do her little good deed or whatever. So she starts a convo with me about giving money to the performers. And I told her I don't like patronizing them because I don't like being a captive audience. You know, people, if they want to patronize the arts, they can go patronize the arts. So she's like, well, I can't afford to patronize the arts, so this is what I do. I'm like, all right, fine. So then she starts the fucking situation, the conversation derails immediately. She starts becoming condescending, and she talks about how not everyone can find a job, and there's people that can't work, and blah, 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 blah. And I told her that's almost never true. And aside from disabilities, we all know that someone not being able to find a job is almost always because they're illegal, they're criminals, or they're being too picky or lazy. I mean, if illegals could find work, then Americans can too. And so then she really starts going off the fucking rails and talking about the current administration isn't doing their job and people are being sent back and they're cutting so many jobs that migrants can't be properly processed or whatever. I said, look, they're illegals. They need to go back. I don't care. And it just devolved from there. Then I told her, listen, I don't want to hear your Jewish Marxist bullshit. And I told her she believes nonsense and that she was indoctrinated with that nonsense at the Collegiate Marxist Training Academy that she went to. And she replies that she studied science in school. I said, oh, STEM? They must have got to you early. She said, that's right, I heal people. I said, heal yourself because you're fucking sick. She tells me I hate women. I tell her she's probably pro-abortion and wants to kill babies. I said she probably stands with Ukraine and would like to see a bunch of white men die for Israel too. She tells me I don't know her beliefs. But she doesn't deny it either. She should have brought up the vax, or I should have brought up the vax rather too. Then she tells me, well, I'm from California, so that fucking explains everything. She's like, well, I'm from the part with the farming, with the Mexicans. I'm like, alright, whatever. And so I tell her, leave me alone and go knit some fucking doily somewhere. And she goes on to tell me I'm uncaring and I'm the problem because, of course, I don't want to be engaged with her and her bullshit. I remind her that she started talking to me, and I don't want to hear it. Essentially, that she's a fucking troublemaker. So things go silent for 2 minutes. Then she says some shit like, oh, I don't want you to go in the day mad or some shit like that. I said, see, you just can't fucking help yourself. I wanted nothing to do with you, and you just won't shut the fuck up. Well, your time is almost up anyway. Like, she's going to die soon. And then I ended it with, you thought you could intellectually joust with me. If you think you could joust with me, I'll make you fall off your fucking horse. And, you know, that was basically it. Then she finally shut up. But what I didn't get to tell her was that everything from the beginning was one big virtue signal. It's like when she was giving the dollar, then she turns to me to talk about perceived migrant injustices, and the whole fucking train's listening, of course. Then she's telling me I'm the problem because I'm selfish and I don't care. All to put on a show for a bunch of niggas and faggots and to point me as a bully and a villain when, in fact, like a Jew, it was her who started everything and antagonized the whole situation, and now she's going to be the victim and she's going to be the virtuous one.